BBC News with David Austin. The United Nations is withdrawing all non-essential staff from Syria because of the worsening conflict. UN agencies have been a key source of humanitarian aid for hundreds of thousands of Syrians. Jim Muir reports.
Damascus is increasingly resembling a city under siege. Fighting around the international airport has halted practically all international flights for several days, with fighting taking place in many of the capital's suburbs. The UN has announced that it's withdrawing all non-essential international staff and that humanitarian missions outside Damascus will be halted for the time being. To compound the picture of a rapidly worsening situation, the Syrian Foreign Ministry spokesman, Jihad Makdisi, is reported to have already left the country, even before reports that he'd been dismissed, ostensibly for making statements out of line with government policy.
The European Union has also said it will reduce its activities in the capital, Damascus, to a minimum. A White House spokesman, Jay Carney, has said the US is increasingly concerned that Syria might be considering using chemical weapons in the conflict with rebels. He said the US would be keeping a close eye on the Syrian government.
I think the president made clear that the use of weapons was a red line. We are monitoring the situation in Syria closely, and we are monitoring the regime's chemical weapons stockpiles. We believe that with the regime's grip on power loosening, with its failure to put down the opposition through conventional means, we have an increased concern about the possibility of the regime taking the desperate act of using its chemical weapons.
Earlier, Syria again denied that it would use chemical weapons against its own people. It's been announced in London that Prince William's wife, Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, is expecting a baby. Under proposed new rules, the baby will become the third in line to the British throne. Here's Peter Hunt.
The Duchess of Cambridge is in the very early stages of her pregnancy. When she began to feel unwell today, she travelled with her husband to the private King Edward VII Hospital in London. Even though she has not passed the 12-week point, her officials knew that once she had been admitted, they would have to make the news public. As with William and Kate's wedding, this pregnancy will be played out on a private and a very public stage. Their first child will be third in line to the throne, and one day, whether it's a boy or a girl, the child will be head of state of Britain, and as things stand, 15 other countries.
The United States has urged Israel to reconsider plans to build thousands of new settler homes in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The White House called the move counterproductive to peace efforts with the Palestinians. Several European countries, including France and Britain, summoned Israeli ambassadors to complain about the plans. Israel, meanwhile, has rejected international criticism, saying it will continue to stand by its vital interests. This is the World News from the BBC. The top body of judges in Egypt, the Supreme Judicial Council, has said it will oversee the referendum on the controversial draft constitution in 2 weeks' time. The decision comes a day after another group of judges, the Judges Club, urged its members not to preside over the poll. Their move was part of a protest at President Mohamed Morsi's decree, giving himself near absolute power. The army of the Democratic Republic of Congo has re-entered Goma 2 days after rebel forces withdrew from the city. The rebel M23 movement pulled out of the strategic border town under an agreement brokered by regional powers after occupying it for nearly 2 weeks. Gabriel Gatehouse reports.
The soldiers were welcomed with cheers and singing outside their barracks. In other quarters, they were met largely with indifference as they took up positions around town. For the past 48 hours, only UN peacekeepers and a small contingent of Congolese policemen had been tasked with trying to maintain law and order in this city of up to 1 million people. On Saturday, a group of armed men attacked a refugee camp on Goma's western edge, raping and looting as they went. It wasn't clear exactly who the attackers were. Rebel forces are camped out on the outskirts and have threatened to re-enter the city if the Congolese government doesn't enter into negotiations.
A man in the Netherlands has died a day after he was chased and beaten by teenage footballers taking part in a youth match at which he officiated as a linesman. It's believed Richard Nieuwenhuizen suffered head injuries. Three players aged between 15 and 16 have been detained. Scientists in London believe they've identified a gene which makes some people more susceptible to binge drinking. The researchers from King's College say the gene appears to boost levels of the brain chemical dopamine when alcohol is drunk. Dopamine governs feelings of pleasure and reward. The scientists say that their discovery could help predict which people are at greatest risk of alcohol abuse. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.